You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to the Tech with Heart show. I am your host, Michelle Calloway. Tech with Heart is all about enlightening and empowering small business owners to be able to embrace technologies and systems and strategies that are currently driving business growth in today's digital business environment. And so what I'm doing is I'm interviewing experts who are proven successful with the methodologies, the strategies, and systems and technologies that they're using. Today's topic is around AI marketing and SEO tips. And so what I've done is I've gone out and I've found an expert who really can speak volumes to this topic. And her name is Jessica Ravelez. She is a masterful writer and copy editor, an award-winning storyteller, and a celebrated speaker. She brings 20 years of marketing and communications experience, including SEO, copywriting, brand messaging, and content marketing. It's all very related. You, as a small business owner, need all of these things. She leads a team of skilled writers and editors and specializes in research, fact-checking, and SEO. So help me welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Jessica.
Thank you, Michelle. So happy to be here. Thank you for having me here to support businesses and in embracing technology. I'm very excited to speak with you.
Thanks. We are appreciative of you taking your time to share your valuable insights with our small business audience. So the first question I wanted to ask right out the gate is, how can small business owners utilize AI to make sense of the data and how that can help drive some of their marketing content and also maybe even marketing decisions? You want to share about that?
Absolutely. So first, just to kind of give a foundational understanding of AI SEO, what that means is artificial intelligence for tasks that are related to improving your website's visibility online in search. So bringing your website and your online presence up to a higher rank in Google, Yahoo, YouTube, other search engines. So one of the ways that AI can be effective is, there's many ways it can be effective, right? And so we can embrace and use it as a tool in our toolbox. We don't want to rely on it 100% because there is the human touch that's very important. But as far as data is concerned, AI can help us process SEO data about our websites so that we can understand who's on our website, how long are they visiting, are they bouncing, are they bouncing in the right spot if they're supposed to bounce in that spot, or are they staying on the site and reading the blog, et cetera, those kind of things.
Is there anything else regarding just SEO optimization per se that you can see, can you talk a little bit more about specifically how AI can help with SEO? Meaning not everybody fully understands SEO. Maybe you can kind of shed a little bit of light on that as well.
Sure. So SEO is search engine optimization. It's kind of become a buzzword that people are starting to talk about and understand now, but SEO has been around for a really long time. As long as the internet has been around, SEO has been around, and AI actually incorporated with SEO has really been around for over 10 years. Google has developed its Lens and its AI and its search engine optimization results ranking factors around using AI tools to help support the machine learning and natural language processing that helps the machines and the search engines understand the keywords that you're putting in to Google, to your website, to your social, to your ads, to any content that's online. So SEO is really the practice of implementing keywords that are related to your niche, your product, service, industry, and effectively getting those keywords in the right places as many times as possible within your written content online.
Okay, so that's fantastic. Thanks for the explanation because I know people appreciate it. So now let's just kind of go and give maybe a practical example of a small business owner doing something that's going to shift the traffic driving force of SEO. So let's just say they've taken a look at their Google Analytics per se or whatever, and also social media. Let's see if we can show them how you can even use SEO for social media and driving organic traffic, not necessarily paid ads, because that's a completely different topic. We just want to show them how AI can provide them such valuable insights. So let's just say somebody has created a blog. All right, so now they're out there, and on the blog, there's all this back-end metadata stuff that they should be applying, and that's that SEO keyword stuff, excerpts, all that has keywords that'll drive traffic. But now they're on social media trying to drive traffic to the blog. Can you just kind of give us a scenario of how that AI could help connect those two worlds and drive more traffic?
Absolutely. So SEO has become so important and critical in driving that traffic. And AI is a way to leverage a tool that allows traffic to be driven effectively and quickly, and for you to research SEO terms. And for on social media, as far as organic traffic is concerned, you can implement and should implement SEO terms, keyword terms in your bio, even in the name of your handle name, like on TikTok, your name on TikTok or on Instagram. Those are great places to feature yourself as an expert in whatever it is that you do. So for example, my Instagram and TikTok are Jessica Joy, my first and middle name, and then SEO copywriter. So SEO copywriter is a search term, SEO is a search term, copywriter is a search term. And then within my bio, I explain who I am, who I serve, what I do, and how I do it. But I do that all within keeping SEO in mind in my keywords that are in the bio. And then my link in bio goes to a link that lets you book a call with me, go to my website, visit my blog. So that's the way you would wrap that into organic traffic.
And you can use and ask, if you know how to prompt AI properly, you can actually ask AI to help you generate all of those things that she just mentioned. So AI can be powerful. You know, we're just kind of showing you that AI should be used when you implementing an SEO type strategy or just content strategy, keyword strategy to your marketing. And keywords are the name of the game when it comes to SEO. So let's move on to the next one. Let's talk about content creation now. Okay. You mentioned a little bit regarding the written, like the bio part of your social platforms. I mentioned blogs. What would you like to share about AI as a marketing content generation assistant?
Yes. So AI is very powerful in helping to plan and generate drafts and brainstorm content so that you can, as the human, put your human touch on it and fact check and research on your own independently, add your opinions, your insights. So AI and AI SEO are really tools for you to perform your job in an automated fashion or in a quicker, easier fashion to make it easier to do your job, which as the writer of a blog post, for example, would be, you know, to write something that's compelling, interesting, and relevant. Well, you might not know where to start. And so what you would do with AI is program and the prompt, right? You're programming prompts. Prompt engineering is what it's called. And your input or your output is only as good as your input. So if your input stinks, your output's going to stink too, and it's not going to be useful for you. So what you need to do is really figure out, how do I want to prompt this machine to understand what I'm saying and give me back output that is useful to me. So the prompt is really where everything starts. And you can ask AI to do a number of things. You can say, you know, brainstorm a list of topics, give me 20 hooks for, or give me 20 titles for a blog on XYZ. You can also use it to create frameworks, templates, and outlines for your blogs or your website copy or even social media posts.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is, so that you could use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
Yeah, that's we talk a lot to our small business audience about ways. If you don't want to take a prompt engineering class, just literally think about it. If you had a brand new assistant sitting right next to you and you wanted them to be able to do what you need them to do, they have to have some background and understanding of the goals. What's the premise? What's the purpose? What's the channels? What's the problem statements? You need to have that in mind when you're asking AI to do something for you. So you kind of tell it, I want you to act as if you're a professional SEO marketer or a copywriter. And then I want you to write blah, 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 based upon blah, blah, blah. And this is only even after you've asked it, okay, you are a professional AI marketer. I need you to go find some topics that are really, getting searched right now so that you can create blogs around the answers to those questions that people are asking. There's AI is very powerful. You just need to know how to prompt it. And then obviously let's talk about that fact checking. I like the fact that you mentioned fact checking. Can we go there for a minute? Because I'm seeing so much misinformation, people just sharing things that they shouldn't be sharing on social because they haven't taken time to fact check it, and how that could actually damage your reputation.
Absolutely. So, and it can be very damaging if you use it in the wrong way. So AI, again, remember, it's a tool. It's not something to rely on 100%. You can lean into it, but you really want to be aware of the fact-checking process and going through and making sure that you're getting all the information and facts correct from reputable sources. So ChatGPT, for example, is an open AI source, open source AI, and so it pulls data from all over the internet, which may or may not be good data. We don't know where it's pulling from exactly, but based on our prompt and what we tell it, we can get really specific and have it output something that's good, good information, but you still need to go and do your homework and do your research, put the human touch in. And there was another thing I wanted to say about that with regard to the research process. And you'll have to give me a moment because sometimes my brain flitters away. But
can you talk about how, what are some sources to go do some fact checking
with? Sure. Oh, yes. Reputable sources. Yes. So Pew Research Center is really good. The U.S. Census, the CDC website, Center for Labor and Bureau of Labor and Statistics. All those are great sites to go on and find statistical research and information. And then other reputable secondary sources would be things like Forbes or TechCrunch or Fast Company, Entrepreneur Inc., Business Insider, those kind of things.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for covering that topic. I know that we probably could do a whole episode just all around like misinformation, how to identify a deep fake, how to identify, when a photo's been manipulated, I mean, it's just all over the place with AI. It's easier and easier than ever to confuse and deceive. And we at Tech with Heart, we want to make sure that that is not how technology is used. So, moving on, Jessica, let's talk
Exactly.
about the value of understanding how voice search can impact your business in today's digital era.
Absolutely. So voice search is becoming more and more prevalent where Google has learned through the machine learning and natural language processing. Google is learning how we speak as humans and how we understand and process information. And so the more that we talk to Google and talk to the search engines, the more they're going to speed up their understanding of exactly what it is we're asking. So voice search is very important, and it's an easy way for you to quickly on your phone find information that you're looking for, or even your other devices as well.
Okay, so that's what it is, but how can small business owners leverage that?
Yeah, so one way to leverage it would be to again look at it as a tool to create outlines to grab facts and information, and then go back and check those facts against some of those places that that I spoke about. Another way to leverage voice search would be to come up and you can actually have AI do this for you. Come up with 10 or 20 different questions that someone would ask in order to find X, whatever the topic is, whatever the subject is. And then you can play around with different ways to ask that question and see what information comes back to you.
Okay, so there's no necessarily any tips on how small business owners can massage their content so that their content shows up through voice searches that other people are asking? Or is there any
Absolutely. And
tips around that?
that's where SEO comes in, AI SEO, because then you can do the research, keyword research using AI. So with tools like SEMrush, Moz, Answer the Public, Ahrefs, a number of other reputable sites that do specialize in SEO tools and automations. So that's, using those tools would be most beneficial because you're going to get a holistic picture of of the keywords that you need, and then you implement those about every 100 to 200 words or so. You want to include your keywords, and it's going to sound a little repetitious because it is a little repetitious, but you'll find naturally if you're an expert at what you do and what you're talking about, those keywords are going to come up naturally. And then you can search Google Trends and voice search to find out what are people asking so that you can answer it using your blogs.
I like that. So let me ask you this. A small business owner wants to check in to see how they're doing with their SEO. How can they go and kind of see how they're ranking on their own? Like they do their own research on themselves.
Sure. Well, the free way to do it would be to go through Google Analytics GA4 and look at, what people are doing on your site and where they're coming from. Because if they're coming from social media, for example, you'll be able to tell, okay, this audience is coming from Facebook, that, this audience from X place in the world that's of X gender has this kind of profile is actually searching, finding you through the SEO keywords that you're using on your bio, in your bio, that we talked about earlier. So that's one way. And then can you repeat the question?
Yeah, I just was curious, like besides the G4 Google Analytics, how can a small business owner
Oh.
just go to like Google and check in the on their own industry and see how they're tracking with their topics or their area of expertise or even their brand name. Like, what are some ways for them to
Sure.
identify how they're tracking? Like, should they go to, hey, Alexa, tell me more about blah, 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 and see if Alexa knows what the heck that they're talking about? Is that a good way?
You could do that. I really like Google Trends because that is telling you more, has more of a finger on the pulse of what people are searching for now and how they might be finding you right now based on what's going on in the world and society and then in your industry. So if that answers your question, that's one way. And then some of the tools that I mentioned have a lot, like SEMrush has, which is SEM Rush. They have 55 free tools that you can use besides their paid tools to be able to understand, search for, and analyze analytics on your SEO and performance online.
Yeah, those are great tips. Thank you so much, Jessica. Thanks for kind of hanging with me there as I asked you some questions that maybe you weren't quite clear on, but I do think it's so valuable for small business owners to know where they rank. It's so incredibly important because that's how they can help make more informed decisions on maybe what they should do more of and less of, because you only have so many resources, right? You want to make sure that you're spending your energies and your money in areas where that's going to produce the results that you want. Now, it's also neat to find out if you're ranking for something you don't want to be ranking for and modify that. Do you have any tips in that regard, or let me know. Just let me know if there's anything more you'd like to share, Jessica, before we wrap this up.
Well, one thing I do want to share, yes, there is a way to, you can search for and compete for negative keywords if you don't want to compete for something that should not come up when people are searching for your information and your website. But one thing I want to leave you with is, or the audience with is that AI is revolutionary and it's changing our world. And we have to embrace it really, truly, because AI is not what's going to take your job, but the people that use AI proficiently, those are the people who will take your job. So you want to make sure that you start to play with and understand a variety of tools that you can use for visual and word searching information and some of those tools we've discussed today.
It's so true. AI has never been democratized to the level in which it's available for everybody to tinker with today. So don't feel that this is above you or beyond you. It's actually not. It's a mindset thing. You need to be open to embracing it. I always tell all of my students too, because we do have a student internship program through the Tech with Heart Foundation, and I let them know. I said, leverage it. Leverage it to set you apart, to show that you're even more valuable, and actually with it you can be even more efficient. So it's not something that they should let go of you because it's there to do all the work for you. Humans still need to be the ones implementing it initially. So there needs to be oversight, always human oversight. So find a way, no matter what industry you're in, to leverage AI to empower you to be a better version of you, and also show up saying, hey, I can work faster and better because of AI. So
I like
Jessica,
that. I like
all
that
right.
better
So
version.
share with our lovely audience how they can reach out to you if they are interested in having a conversation with you about their AI marketing and SEO tactics.
Absolutely. Well, all my information I make public. So if you go on my LinkedIn under Jessica J. Revelis or Jessica Joy Revelis, you'll find me there. All my contact information is there, my email, my phone number, my website. The website has my information. But truly, text or call me. I will talk to you about this at length. And my number is 213-296-4448. And the best way to get a hold of me is to send me a quick text, tell me a little who you are and a little bit about what your question is, and then I'm happy to respond and answer and we can have a discussion.
Thank you. That's awesome. So let me ask you one lasting thought. What is a phrase or a tip or a thought that you would like to leave impressed upon those that are tuning into this episode right now?
Yes, my favorite quote is do what you can with what you have right now. And right now we have the tools to be amazing and to be that better version of ourselves.
But just go do it. Right on. Thanks,
Exactly.
Jessica. So if you are a small business owner and you struggle with grappling these concepts, AI, it's just overwhelming, or you know that you just don't believe that it is something that you can really get into, don't feel that way. No. That's why Tech with Heart Foundation exists. We provide a free network of entrepreneurs and small business owners who will come alongside you and encourage you and enlighten you as to what is possible, and then go empower you as to how to make those things possible within your business. So please go check out techwithheartnetwork.com. We are here to help you to enlighten, empower, and embrace, make you feel held and supported and nurtured while you embark upon these new frontiers. And if you are an expert in your area of business and you have a system or a technology or a strategy that you're seeing is really, really working well for business growth in today's busy, ever-changing digital business landscape, we would love to hear from you. And we would love to have you on the show so that you can enlighten and empower our small business audience. So again, go to techwithheartnetwork.com and then apply to speak on the show. We'd love to learn more from you, because we all are here and we grow alongside one another. So if you're out there in business in a digital era, you can do these new ways of doing business. Trust me, you can do it no matter how old you are. You just got to let go of some of those limited beliefs that may be holding you back. We're here to encourage you to make that happen. Here's to your success.
Your story needs to be seen and heard, and your brand needs to be revealed. Revealio elevates purpose-driven businesses into the spotlight through video storytelling, augmented reality video marketing, and professional website design. Get discovered online or in the news. Be featured in national magazines or host your own TV, podcast, or live radio show. Together, we make your brand come alive. All it takes is Revealio. Visit Revealio.com to get started today. Minority and service-disabled veteran-owned.